Welcome to Cultivating Hearts Radio. We're in the studio with Tanya and Janelle and Tara and myself, Sandy. And last week, it went so fast for us, and we didn't get very far on 16 through 22 in Matthew 10.
Yes.
Yes, I had to look. 10, 11. And we talked about the warnings about being on guard and some of the actions that Jesus gave the disciples. And we need to continue on this one in the rewards, and we'll try to get through some more scripture.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we have been looking at the warnings that he's given, and we're in the process now of looking at the actions. And so last week, we saw that Jesus wanted them to go. He says, I'm sending you, and he wanted them to be wise. Oh, and I told you at the break what the next one is, but I messed up. It's actually, there's another action before the bear witness. We'll get to bear witness in a second. He tells them to beware. That is an action. Mm-hmm. They have to be aware. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember, did I talk last month on the radio about how when we were traveling with our team, the RAs, to Colorado, that the first thing that John asked us to do was to be aware of our surroundings? Mm-hmm. He did. We went into McDonald's. Everything we do when we are on this trip, this leadership training trip, it has a purpose. And I mean, literally everything was intentional, and he wants them to be aware of everything. And in order to challenge the leaders on their awareness, we actually, for breakfast the first morning, we pull into McDonald's and we're in the van, and he says, okay, I want you to be aware of your surroundings. You need to know everything that's going on. And here's your first test. and everybody's like, what? We're going in for breakfast. And it's like, no, even our meals have a purpose. There are 14 of us in this van. I'm giving you $30. Every person in this van, that is what we have to eat off of for breakfast. You're not allowed to go over $30, and you have to have it as close to $30 as you can. And, you know, and so immediately as the team, you know, they're talking, and he's wanting them to be aware of, as a leader, we have to know and how much we're allowed to spend. We are given orders. We have to follow orders. You have to obey. You can't go over, but you don't want to waste, so you want to get it as close as you can, and really getting them to think through this. Mm-hmm. And it's to help them to develop their sense of awareness. And we go in, and obviously, they're like, okay, we have to go off the dollar menu, and because there's 14 of us,
get,
you know,
a calculator out.
Everybody needs to figure out, and that's what they did. Yeah. Somebody started, they like, okay, they pulled out the accountant, Brianne. She's our person on the team that's going to school for accounting. They start dialoguing. They're figuring out, okay, well, if you get this, and I can get this, you know, well, I could get this, and you know, we're going through, and they're calculating. We got within 30 cents.
Wow.
Of $30. They figured it out. And the requirement is everybody had to eat breakfast. They weren't allowed to skip Janelle. Because Janelle doesn't like to eat breakfast. Essentially, that is a very simple be aware. Mm-hmm. But Jesus is telling them, beware. Mm-hmm. Okay, to beware means you have to be aware.
Mm-hmm.
And he's letting them know what's coming. There, we've already talked about the warnings that they're going to turn them over, they're going to flog them, they're going to take them before the kings, the rulers. They're going to be mean. They're going to bite because they're wolves.
Mm-hmm.
He wants them to be aware. We have to be aware, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. We have to know what's going on around us. What are things that we need to be aware about in our surroundings, our circumstances? Now, we're talking from a North American mindset. I want you that are listening out there to be thinking about what it might be where you're at. What are things that we have to be conscious of in our surroundings?
What we were talking about with the religious and government persecution, we should be aware of what we can and cannot do in our country, what the laws are, what is allowed, and what we need to be standing for. Mm-hmm. in light of those laws.
All right, so I'm not allowed to be ignorant?
No.
You know, they like to say ignorant is bliss. Ignorance is bliss. But is it?
Mm-mm.
If you are not,
bliss.
Well, I mean, meaning, you know, you don't have to deal with it. But the reality is it will come back and bite us.
Right.
Right? So that means that I have to listen. What are some qualities when you're aware you're bewaring that you might have?
Well, you're on alert of anything around you that would be dangerous.
Okay.
You know, I'm just thinking about all this purse snatching and all that that's going on right now with women. And
right.
You know, well, I know that doesn't this, but we still need to be aware who might be our enemy out
what
there.
What senses are you using?
Well, your eyes.
Okay.
You're seeing it. You're trying to see it. You're hearing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think all of them, really.
Right. How? What else? I know it's all of them, but let's be pretty specific. Your eyes.
Mm-hmm. You're seeing. You're listening as the ears.
Okay.
Smelling, I guess.
Sure.
Asking questions using your mouth. Being inquisitive.
Asking questions. Mm-hmm. Good, Janelle. Being inquisitive.
Reminds me of the verse of walk circumspectly.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See all what's mm-hmm. all around you. Be aware.
It is important for us to beware. And he's giving them that challenge. That word beware, immediately, without us thinking, our brains go to, it's sight, it's sound, it is where mm-hmm. we have to verbally mm-hmm. be a part of it. It requires us to engage with our surroundings. He's telling them that they need to be aware because these things are happening. But he wants them to be aware because they have a purpose, and that mm-hmm. brings us to the next part. What is the next purpose? What is the purpose of what he wants them to do? It's at the end of the sentence, after the warnings of what's going to happen to them. He wants them to do what? I'm waiting.
Well, they're going to tell the rulers and the other unbelievers about him.
That's right. Mm-hmm. He wants them to speak forth truth.
Yep.
Speak forth truth to the ones that are going to flog them.
Right.
To the ones that are going to persecute them. To the ones that are going to drag them before kings and governors. And so not only will they speak and bear witness to their community, but it'll end up actually spreading all the way out to outside their community. Because up until he says Gentiles, it's the Israelites mm-hmm. that he's referring to. Mm-hmm. And so it's not just with their people group, but it's with other people groups. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so bear witness to go tell. What might we be speaking when he says that command? What are some things that you bear witness about when it comes to the Lord?
His forgiveness.
Yeah. Okay. I was thinking his trust. He's always very trustful and faithful.
Okay.
Yeah, just different things that he's come through and been faithful to do in your life that you can see, you can give a testimony of what mm-hmm. he's done for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We were talking about wisdom in what on one of the previous shows. We wanted wisdom that came through love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
So as we bear witness, would we not communicate God's love?
Yes. Speak his truth in love.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, Tanya, that's rich. Truth in love. So truth in love implies that we're going to have to speak things that aren't easy to hear.
Mm-hmm. Are difficult.
So yes. Somebody will either be convicted or feel condemned mm-hmm. by what is spoken, and that actually reveals the condition of the heart.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. if we are seeking to grow in the Lord and we hear truth spoken in love, we are convicted so that we can repent, so that we can receive forgiveness, so we can move forward in truth. If our heart is turned against the truth, which is Christ, mm-hmm. then when it's spoken to us, we hear condemnation, we hear judgment, mm-hmm. we hear that which is not of God. Do you see? And mm-hmm. so it actually is a revelation of our own heart. Mm-hmm. Crazy, isn't mm-hmm. it?
Yes.
It always comes back to the heart attitude, doesn't it?
It does. Mm-hmm. What are you going to say?
Well, there's a big word in my verse here that says, this is your opportunity, a perspective changer.
Ooh. Really? Is that what translation?
This is in the New Living Translation.
All right, so read the exact wording and how it's worded in yours.
Okay, so it's in verse 18. Okay. You will stand trial before governors and kings because you are my followers, but this will be your opportunity to tell the rulers and other unbelievers about me. This is our purpose. Mm-hmm. This is our calling.
Opportunity.
This
okay,
is our opportunity.
So would you put opportunity in an action, or would you put that in a blessing?
Both. Yeah. It's a double.
Yeah. It is a double.
Yep.
Because you have to act before you get the reward.
Sure. So. But the blessing is that the opportunities arise. So when I'm confronted that which is hard, mm-hmm. negative, instead of looking at it as hard and negative, I have to look at it as an opportunity to bear witness to what I know in Christ. Mm-hmm. That's rich, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, seriously, God, I love your word.
You needed to hear this again.
I love it. All right. Now, when he goes, let's go to the next passage where he says, when they hand you over, he tells them, what are they not to do? When they hand you over.
Don't worry.
Do not worry. Yep. All right. There's those worry words.
What does your translation use?
What verse are you in?
I don't know what verse
19.
It is.
19.
19.
Yeah, it says do not worry.
Mine, don't be anxious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine says worry.
So as we are thinking on that word, and we are confronted with anxious thoughts. Does anybody in this room have anxious thoughts?
Yes.
Oh, never.
Way too many times.
It is so easy. In fact, it's almost cliche in Christendom for us to quote Philippians 4:6 when somebody has anxiety. How do we keep from being cliche about being anxious for nothing? Do not worry, but make your request known to God through thanksgiving, supplication. Okay, how do we stop from, how do we guard ourselves? Let's be aware on this, because this is something I have really had to work with mm-hmm. in my own life, mm-hmm. and I find I'm constantly having to work with as I counsel. How do we keep from being cliche?
Are you talking about, just not throwing scripture out, but maybe just explaining scripture through you and how you used it, without saying a scripture verse, to say, you know, I have that same anxiety, you know, and this is what I do. Sometimes I need to, you know. But then you can talk about Jesus then without throwing scripture, I guess.
Okay, that's good.
I think that worry is the most socially acceptable sin that we have in our culture because it's so prominent. But, you know, this actually came from where I was not looking for wisdom. It was one of our hall Bible studies my freshman year.
It's funny. And at a Bible study.
Okay, let me rephrase that.
That's funny.
I was looking for this profound, because it was a passage that we'd already, known really well, and we talked about a lot, and it just seemed typical to just do cliches. But one of the TLs that was leading the Bible study said, you know, the passage says, lean not on your own understanding.
I love it.
And she said, you know, I want to understand. And whenever I say, God, I don't understand, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm not supposed to. Mm. That totally rocked my world. I was like, what? I'm not supposed to understand?
Right.
Because you seek God and you're like, God, just tell me what you're doing because I have to understand. And no, you don't.
No.
The point of not understanding is that we can trust God in our limited understanding. If we knew everything, it wouldn't be trust. And not knowing what he's going to do is so powerful. It actually forces you to trust him.
You need to tweet that.
I don't have a Twitter account.
Facebook?
She needs to put it on Facebook. Now that is so profound.
It is.
And it matches. So you said one of the most socially acceptable sins is worry. Do you know, that was such a revelation for me. So as that was a revelation for you, I remember the day, the moment where I was standing and sitting when it occurred to me, worry is a sin. I don't know why. Up to a certain point in my life, I had no idea that worry was a sin. It was like, worry is a sin? You know, I can see how cussing and, you know, drunkenness, you know, there, but
blatant.
Worry, it didn't make sense to me. And I was sitting in my office at Houston's First Baptist, and I was preparing a lesson of all things for a preschool classroom. And the commentator, in preparation for the teachers, was talking about how we should be challenged in this, but it was taking it more down on a level for a preschooler. So it wasn't even something that was going to be in the preschool classroom. And I was reading it, and it just, that simple sentence, worry is a sin. And I'm like, I thought I was hit by thunder. And I'm sitting there going, when I worry, I'm sinning? I could not believe, because it was so socially acceptable. And I can't tell you how many times, and I don't even know if my life has, if I speak this anymore, but I'd say, oh, I'm so worried about, or I'm really anxious about this. I would say it all the time. And I was convicted that it's a sin, mm-hmm. that I'm literally confessing out loud, but not confessing to my father mm-hmm. the sin that was mm-hmm. in me.
Yeah, because you don't like not it's realizing wrong. It's a
yeah.
sin.
Yeah.
Yeah, but speaking it that it is. And yeah, wow. It's not, I think my life has gone through seasons of worry.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But I've had a last season of a worry mm. and just confessing, God, I'm lacking in trust mm. in you.
And that's because mm.
of, yep, exactly what it is. Help me in this yeah. area.
Well, and it, but I think we all have to just recognize that we yeah. are worrying, and we just, mm-hmm. like you said, we need to just ask for forgiveness right. and trust from him.
Well, it doesn't feel like a sin because it's like, well, I'm just taking control of things. What we don't realize is, is when we worry, well, yeah, it sounds really stupid when you actually say it out loud, but yep. when we worry, we're taking away everything that God, like, everything we can attribute to God.
Yes.
And putting it in our own hands, saying, mm-hmm. I have to handle this.
Right. Yeah.
And it's taking, mm-hmm. it's discounting God's power and his glory. Mm-hmm. We're stealing yeah. God's glory.
I yeah. know. And not leaning in our own yeah. understanding right. and trusting. I mean, like, birthing and all of these that what we're all mm-hmm. describing as that moment when it hit us mm-hmm. and yeah. and it doesn't mean we're perfect,
no,
but we definitely are bringing probably, it before him
again. Yeah, I think that's yeah. the key, and bring it before him
and recognizing it.
And I think our journey on our walk with the Lord on this earth, I mean, that's what he desires to do. Every circumstance, every situation, every opportunity mm-hmm. is an opportunity to grow and trust right. in him.
Because we're not going to grow right. otherwise if we don't go through all these.
And yeah. that's how we please him, I think it says in Hebrews, mm. right?
Yeah.
Mm. It's exactly how he desires to please him, to be mm-hmm. pleased.
I love it. Mm-hmm. And I've had a couple of circumstances in the last few weeks where it's like I've had it implied to me, well, when I get this right, then I will. Mm-hmm. And my answer was, is if you're waiting for you to get something right, we won't have that till we're in glory.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, we're all in process. Right. We need to live in and be aware where we're at now and just moving forward right. in what he's given us to speak his word and truth where we're at. Not to wait for this deliverance of whatever it is we think it's going to be. He is just calling these disciples out, bear witness where you're at. In the midst of the suffering, of the flogging, the spitting, the persecution, the hatred, the cursing, mm. the family struggle, the work struggle, the school struggle, the political struggle, bear witness. Mm-hmm. Don't be anxious, but bear witness. And when you do, don't be afraid, because the Father will give you what you need to mm-hmm. say. Mm-hmm. That is where it's at. And so just be aware where you're at and give the word and truth where you're at. Come back and we'll do some more on this passage because we're not done. God bless.